Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone here with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. If you're not in Starkville, if you're not in Tupelo, if you're in Tampa, like I am right now, you can just order it online, strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. They'll ship it right to your door. You can start every day the right way with strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that
beef,
it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. If you are not cooking out this weekend, no problem. Just grab a steak at one of our awesome steakhouses throughout the state of Mississippi. From South Haven to Biloxi, from Vicksburg to Meridian, doesn't matter where you go, you can find a great steak somewhere in Mississippi. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Everything maroon and white, everything Mississippi State there at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell, where you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations throughout Central Mississippi. If you are, let Priority One Bank, where am I going? I've lost the ad. Priority One Bank, 16 locations throughout Central Mississippi. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to a banker that knows you by name. A banker that has experience dealing with people, not just dealing with numbers. A banker that's going to provide the level of service you can only get at Priority One Bank. If you live in Central Mississippi, live near a Priority One Bank location, let Priority One Bank make you their priority. I am here in Tampa at SEC Media Days. Carlo is back home in Starkville this week. It's funny, like a ship's passing in the night there kind of thing.
Right.
So it's already begun, Carlo, here at SEC Media Days. I've done, four or five interviews, asked about Kamario Taylor in most of them, and people are gushing. They're already starting it. They're starting to say it. And, the things we've talked about over the past few weeks about how he has this ability to be kind of become a darling of SEC play. I'm interested to see what happens when he gets here on Thursday, but Carlo, the hype is already starting for Kamario Taylor, and I guess we shouldn't be surprised by it, but at the same time, I kind of am, because I knew I'd get some positive responses on some of these questions, and you can hear all these interviews later today, go back and listen to Sports Talk Mississippi from Monday or throughout the week, but it may be a level of hype that even I wasn't prepared for.
I'm interested, what did people say about him? And they're not on the clock for another couple of days here. What were people saying?
Well, you've got, I talked to Brooks Austin, who does a lot of film breakdown, that really it dives deep into player evaluations. And he says that, Jeff Lebby's never had a quarterback like Kamario Taylor, that he, in terms of just the he called him traitsy, is the word that he used. He said, not only a guy who is an explosive athlete, but he has a lot of, upside in the passing game. He talked about how he saw him at the Elite 11 in high school, and he said, great athlete, but he's got a lot of work to do in the passing game. And now he watches him, and he goes, okay, he did the work. He's good to go. We've just talked to a few other people here and there, and they're all very high on Kamario Taylor, and the idea that his talent level can raise the ship, can raise the floor for Mississippi State in a way that, a guy like Blake Shapen couldn't. And even if Mississippi State, doesn't get a huge improvement on the offensive line, Taylor's ability to scramble, his ability to run, his ability to find things in the passing game when plays break down is going to be a huge asset for Mississippi State. Again, these guys aren't telling us anything you and I and our listeners don't already know. It's just interesting to hear it from them with such a level of confidence that quite frankly, I didn't expect. I thought there'd be some, he's a good prospect. I think he can be pretty good. I think we talked to Chris Doering from the SEC Network earlier today, and he's like, guys, great player, and has all the tools in the world to succeed. So it's already beginning. And I guess I may switch our focus a little bit when we talk to Kamario from, what are you thinking to how do you handle this level of expectation right away? We talked on Friday about what would we like to ask Mario Taylor. That's now a question I might need to ask him. Like everybody here, when I've asked them about you, has said they have a high baseline expectation for you. How do you respond to that? How do you feel about that? So just something that I don't know. I don't know why I'm as surprised as I am. Quite frankly, I came here thinking that he might be the guy that had everybody's attention, and thus far he seems to have it.
I think you're a little surprised because it's a Mississippi State quarterback, and they haven't had, one with this much hype since, I guess, probably, Dak
That.
Prescott was in the saddle there. I've been covering him I got the very tail end of him in high school. Everyone knew he was a good athlete. Everyone was awaiting his arrival at Mississippi State, and we saw glimpses of it last year, especially in the running game, but not too much in the passing game. I think there's no question that he is one of the biggest winners of the offseason, and he's barely even done anything. Like, I remember the scrimmage they had in April, that people were walking away like he might be onto something here. He might be improving a lot. And I mean, just even the way we talked about last week, how he's conducting himself in the media, it seems like he's matured and really taken the reins of this team. And now it seems like, the national people are starting to catch on that there might be something special brewing at the position there for Jeff Lebby. And I saw something interesting on Twitter today. They went from 21 points a game to 30 points a game in his first two seasons now, and they've got a better quarterback, and you could argue even a better offense than they have the first 2 years. So as long as the defense is not astronomically bad, like 2024, we're allowing 35 a game, they should be in a lot of these games, Brian.
And when it does depend, it depends on the receivers. You got to replace Brennan Thompson. You got to have somebody do that. But as I've said many times before, I just kind of trust the evaluations at the receiver position now with Jeff Lebby. I just buy into whatever he's doing. After 2 years in a row of him hitting at the wide receiver position with the transfers he's brought in, I'll just believe that he's done it again until he shows otherwise. And you mentioned that spring game. I was surprised how hypercritical of himself Taylor was. I mean, he was really not pleased with, and now maybe part of that is just, because he talked about I wanted to complete all of my passes, and we all know that's unrealistic. So maybe part of that is just a little showmanship. I don't know, but I thought he was very, I don't want to say pessimistic. I believe he's not a pessimist about himself and his team and things like that. But he understands that, I think he understands the burden that's on his shoulders. I think he understands that if this team is going to be good, we talked about it a few weeks ago, that for Mississippi State to be its best version of itself, a team that is a top 25 football team, which I think the best version of Mississippi State, this high ceiling version is probably pushing to 9 wins, right? That's everything goes according to plan. Everything works the way you think it's going to work. So that being said, for State to do that, it's going to require a Superman effort, and it's going to require a level of quarterback play that they haven't gotten the past couple of years, that they really haven't gotten since Dak Prescott left. Fitzgerald was a great runner. Will Rogers threw for a lot of yards, but somebody who could bring it all together and give you the total package. And even really then, it was Dak as a junior. Dak as a senior, Mullen made a point to show him off more as a passer, and he didn't run the ball as much. I don't think that's going to be the case with Kamara this year. I think he's going to use his legs as a weapon. I'm excited to hear him talk now. And I was before already, but I do feel like on a day where LSU and Texas are both coming to Tampa, and they'll be on the roster of teams we talk about that day, I think there's an outside chance for Mississippi State to steal some sunshine, steal some headlines from those two schools with Kamario Taylor. I do believe that the stuff we talked about, it's just day one, and I haven't talked to everybody, but everybody I've talked to about Mississippi State has been like, oh yeah, Kamario Taylor, that's the real deal. That's he's got what is the saying? Whatever it is, he has it, kind of thing.
The it factor, they talked about it a bunch last year.
He's got what the French call a certain, I don't know what. So, no? All right, but hold on.
We're on the road. We're on the road. You're on the
I
road.
gotta write it down. I just, that's a no. Okay. You
Okay.
didn't get that one, guys. Beyond that, again, it's day one. We haven't talked to a whole lot of people. I'm surprised at how few people are here. Now, maybe they're coming later in the week. This is a day. Today is Missouri, Kentucky, Tennessee, Oklahoma. Not the most headline grabbing teams,
You gotta think too. Oklahoma's probably the only bona fide, solidified kind of team.
Yeah,
Everyone, I
in the
mean,
playoff, like
Tennessee's got
Tennessee can be, but I don't know.
a different quarterback. Kentucky's kind of in the same boat. And
Right. We actually got to interview Will Stein. I thought he was really good. But yeah, maybe people are waiting, tomorrow when Alabama's here, and then Ole Miss, it'll be here on Wednesday with Georgia, and then you've got LSU. Maybe they're just waiting to show up tomorrow. But I was like, if you went into the room where Sankey was speaking to start things off, not it wasn't, you've been in that room before, not full, not close to full
wow.
in terms of, I mean, that's the commissioner of the SEC going there. And so I'm interested to see. I think a lot of it has to do with just if you're a media company, especially like the national media, and are you going to send the same people to all four media days with the cost, I mean, with the cost of what flights are and hotels are and everything else? Are you really going to do that? Or are you going to have to be pick and choose? Like from CBS Sports, Brandon Marcello is here, but John Talty is not. None of the guys from the Cover Four podcast are here. Cover Three podcast, I'm sorry.
Not to mention also, Tampa is like not really close to most SEC schools.
It's a it's you have to fly almost unless you live in Florida.
It's a really odd location for them to pick it. I feel like Atlanta is kind of the hub of the SEC, and everyone is like, most people are a good drive. The Texas, the Oklahomas, maybe not, but most people are a few hours. Tampa is like, isn't really close to anybody, but what, probably Florida, and that might be it. I don't even know how close that is either, but yeah, I'm surprised to see that not everyone's there, but also it is day one. The teams aren't the most exciting. They don't have like Texas or Georgia.
I was highly pleased when Sankey announced that next year we'll be back in Nashville, just so somewhere I can drive. That's
He
exciting.
said next year's in Nashville.
Next year we're back in Nashville.
Sweet.
I like
That's
that. Yeah.
awesome.
I after this week, I've pretty much determined I don't if I can avoid it, I'm gonna never fly again. Like it's such a pain.
I
It's
agree.
so ridiculous. They got you. The thought, I've seen this a lot of times, like it's so crazy to think back to like flying used to be like a luxury, like back when our parents were our age, like got on the plane and it was spacious, and hell, people were smoking on the plane back then, and everybody got a meal and it was nice. And now it's like, how many people can we fit in here? What is the absolute minimum amount of ease room you can give somebody? And I'm just sitting there like this. Trying to like now, great. It was nice to be able to watch the World Cup. Okay, I'll grant you that, United Airlines. But like, it's just so ridiculous. Oh, and the first flight had one of those people, Carlo, who ran as soon as the plane landed. She ran from the back to the front, and like people were looking at her. And she goes, "I have a connecting flight. I just want to go. Do you think we don't? You think I live in Houston? I flew from Jackson to Houston because I live here? No, you idiot." So.
Those people are the scum of the earth,
The worst.
seriously.
Literally, you could hear people like trying to talk under their breath about her, but it was loud enough that I know she heard a couple things. Maybe one thing that I said. Hell.
If
So.
you want to be at the front, buy the ticket in the first
Buy tickets in the
class
front.
or buy a ticket at the front.
The first plane was one of it wasn't a 747. It was one of those like one seat here, here's the aisle, then there's two seats.
Oh.
So I was like, me and Borky were like so bad. And he's scared to fly too, so it's just him.
Wow. Sounds
So,
like a great experience.
well, once I got here, it was nice.
The hotel room looks nice.
That's fine. Yeah, it's fine. So I check in and they're like, and your room has a balcony view. I was like, oh,
Oh.
fantastic. Yeah, it's up the street. Like the water's on the other side of the hotel. Like, what's the
Great
point?
view.
What's
Great
the
view.
point? I don't want to see the street. Jeez Louise. So plenty of SEC Media Day stuff to talk about. It's on Sports Talk Mississippi. We've got interviews all week with all of the people here. Of course, Ole Miss on Wednesday. We'll have Coach Golding on. By the way, I do find it funny that we got Coach Will Stein to sit down with us for about 10 minutes. today, which is 10 minutes more than Lane Kiffin ever sat down with us on Radio Row in 6 years of his head coaching job. I did have a thought though. Could you tell me if I'm just a crazy person, of Lane going, "Hey, I should do Mississippi radio this year because to troll."
If there's ever a year,
This is the
might
year.
be this
I'm
one.
just picturing me sitting there, like on, I'm waiting on the state people to show up and Kiffin come by and be like, "Can I get on?"
That's a very realistic
It could
possibility.
happen. It could happen.
Yeah.
So, as I said, plenty left to talk about. And of course, Mississippi State will be here on Thursday. Coach Levy, Kamario Taylor, Kelly Jones, and Anthony Evans will be here. Looking forward to talking to those guys and looking forward to bringing all this coverage all week here on at SEC Media Days on Sports Talk Mississippi. All right, let's move into an opponent or an SEC preview. I don't have my sheet. We're gonna have to do this one on the fly.
It's
We'll make
fine.
it work.
We'll see how accurate it is too.
That's a good point. And that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Wings, Smoked Meat. You know what? They really should just be Two Brothers. The other stuff is great. Don't get me wrong. But the wings are the best. I actually went to Two Brothers when we recorded on Saturday, and I said, I'm feeling Two Brothers. That is exactly what we did for lunch, and it was fantastic. I had some wings. I had a couple of
Never
tacos.
disappoints. Never disappoints.
So my daughter, Aislinn, she got their the Two Brothers burger. It comes with bacon on it.
Ooh.
Bacon. No, it came with two slices of pork belly that was about this thick right over the top. I was like, "That's the bacon?" And she was like, "Oh my God." She said it was so good. So, yeah. I'm just saying.
Not mad.
So it technically is false advertising, but in the best possible way. So get the burger at Two Brothers. Put it on your list of must-try items. Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Smoked Southern Soul Food right there in the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years. If you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. And if you need service, same people, same phone number. You've already met them. You have a relationship with them. This is not a new phone number that's going to send you to God knows where. It is all right there in the state of Mississippi. So they can get out to fix your problem a lot of times the same day. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon and Co. is the place to go here in Starkville or in the Golden Triangle when you're looking for Mississippi State gear. Everything Mississippi State, everything maroon and white at Maroon and Co. The biggest, the best, the most unique, the widest selection of Mississippi State gear in the state of Mississippi right there at Maroon and Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15. You'll save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Next time you're in Starkville and you need to get Mississippi State gear, the only place to go is Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. They have what you want for less. It's not just a slogan. It is the literal God's honest truth. Whatever you're doing around the house this coming weekend, Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden has something you can purchase that makes it better. If you got home repair projects, they have an incredible selection of power tools. If you're a gardener, they have everything you need to keep your garden looking great. If you are an outdoorsman, an incredible selection of rifles and shotguns, bows, rods, reels, everything. If you want to cook out, you can buy a new grill at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. And of course, if it's all about keeping your yard looking its best, nobody with a better selection of John Deere products than my friends at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, where they have what you want for less. Landowners in the state of Mississippi, Good Hope Land and Timber. Yes, stay hydrated. You got to drink. Stay hydrated there. Good job. Good Hope Land and Timber. If you are trying to buy or sell land in the state of Mississippi, Good Hope Land and Timber can certainly help you with that purchase, be it a couple hundred or a couple thousand acres. But if you're already a landowner and you're just trying to maintain and get the best out of your land, your resources, your timber, Good Hope Land and Timber can absolutely help you with that. They're experts in their field. Make them experts in your field with a quick phone call. 601-442-9888, or you can visit them online, g-hope.com. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. All right, the Oklahoma Sooners. I'll be honest, last year I was very surprised by the Sooners. Did we do Oklahoma last week? I may be wrong on this. I am wrong. We're South Carolina this week. We did South Carolina. We didn't do South Carolina. So let me
I
get this.
don't do you did
We
I
did
think you
Oklahoma
did
last week because
Oklahoma. I think you
I
did.
remember talking about that Michigan game.
Yeah, I think you talked. I think you did when I was gone. So we're doing South
That's
Carolina.
right. That's right. We're doing South Carolina. Change of plan. Change of plan. Abort. Abort. There we
This
go.
will be a good one to do on the fly.
It should be good. South Carolina is such an interesting team, right? They have a good quarterback. I love the idea of Lenore Sellers in the Kendall Briles offense. I figure like Sellers is more talented than KJ Jefferson was, and Jefferson was a beast in that offense. But it's kind of the same thing I have with Mississippi State, and that I just don't buy into Shane Beamer. I just don't. So let's talk about the Gamecocks then. Start the year off with Kent State, the Golden Flashes. They'll win that one. I think they'll be 2-0. They have a Towson on September 12th. So 2-0. We're in agreement so far?
Yes.
Here we go then. The game of the season for both teams, really.
Oof.
September 19th, 3:15 Central kickoff, Mississippi State at South Carolina. I think State will be 2-0 coming in. I go ahead and give you that spoiler. I think State will have beaten Minnesota. I'll say this. It's been a long time since Mississippi State won at South Carolina. 1996, I believe. 1998. 1998 is the last time now. Obviously, they haven't played there every other year like they play at Ole Miss or anything like that. But it has been a long time, and I just don't. I'm going to go with the home team here. I'm just going to go with the home team. I don't like either coach that much, really. I like Taylor, I think, better than I like Sellers, but the home field, I think, gives me the thought that I'm going to pick South Carolina. So the Gamecocks 3-0, off and running.
I don't remember what I put on the sheet, but that's the fun of this part. I think I have State winning this game. I think I chose them to win because I'm trying to think because they have Missouri the next week, right?
Right.
I don't know, actually. I'm gonna give South Carolina the win.
All right. So we both got them 3-0. All right. Then they play Alabama. They're at Alabama. So
Good
3-1.
luck.
And then a game, I guess this could be like a really big swing game. If they're 3-1 at this point, they will welcome Kentucky on October the 3rd. If they win that game and they're 4-1, they got a chance to have a decent season. If they lose that game, it's probably not going to happen. At home, I'll probably take the Gamecocks here.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Next up for them is a trip to Florida. I don't like their chances in the swamp there. As you know, I'm really high on Florida. So 4-2, still okay. Now this stretch starting with this game is just absolutely brutal though. Tennessee at home. Here's what I'll say: you're 4-2. You got a chance to have a good season. You have to find a way to win this game. Do I think they'll win it? I do not. But if they find a way to win it, then Shane Beamer is going to be feeling pretty good about himself. I think he would have a chance there. But I say no.
Yeah, I got them at 4-3 as well.
Four
They're
and
gonna lose
three
that game.
at Oklahoma. I mean,
No.
no. 4-4. Texas A&M comes in. I will say this: if they lead 30-3 at the half this year, I think they'll win.
I actually told my brother, I told my brother, I was like, if you're gonna bet on anything, you might want to put money on that game. And it was for A&M to come back, and
Yeah.
he's very pleased. I don't think they're gonna beat A&M again either. I think this
All right.
one's gonna be kind of
All right.
ugly.
So, gosh, we've got them at 4-5 now. I think they'll beat Arkansas. They go to Arkansas. I think they'll win that one.
Yep.
But then they finish the year Georgia at home. I think that's a loss. And then what might be Dabo Swinney's last, the loser of this game might just get fired.
Yeah, that's a good
Swinney
point.
and Beamer, the loser. I think Carolina can win this game.
Clemson's such a hard team to read. They're
Yeah.
such a hard team to
They
read.
should be better and they're not. So
They should be.
I say he's 6-6.
Yeah, they're gonna lose to Georgia, which would be 5-6.
You'll be let them beat Clemson?
Sure.
All
They'll
right.
be they'll be Clemson.
Does Shane Beamer survive 6-6?
No.
Gets fired?
Yeah.
Okay. I think you're right. I think you're correct at that
I
point. You
think
just
anything but
If they win
seven.
seven, if he finds a way to win one more game, he's fine.
Yeah,
But
but that
6-6
means
in
they
year
got
five.
Tennessee, Oklahoma, A&M, Georgia, or Alabama. I
It's
don't
one
think
of
they're going to
those
handle
things where like I feel a lot better about saying I think Kentucky or Mississippi State would beat South Carolina than saying that South Carolina is going to beat Alabama or Tennessee or Florida.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of games on the schedule that are pretty much a coin toss. That
Agreed.
State game. I mean, the Tennessee game, we don't know what their situation's going to be.
No, we don't.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they're going to beat Florida on the way. Oh, I don't think they'll beat Florida or Alabama on the road. But
Yeah,
they better
maybe.
win the Kentucky game if he wants to have his job.
All right, tomorrow's show is the Rumblings. Got to kind of compact things here because I'm just in between everything down in the radio room. But we'll get that going tomorrow. We got with the Rumblings. Send your questions in now, and Carlo and I will answer them. Talk to you guys tomorrow for Carlo Barone. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.